understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993 ESPN.
Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. A Thursday. Thanks for checking us out. Coming up, we will check in with our friend Rick Haro. Our phone number 239-337-ESPN if you want to jump in. We're going to have a discussion about that live performance of All in the Family and the Jeffersons last night on the remake. It was horrible. And also, if you missed it, Tom Hanks and Andrew Luck. Hilarious. And
yucking it up.
Speaking of yucking up, we got a lot of texters and phone callers that are convinced that Jared was cheating during Wikipedia. You know, he kept disappearing. People think he was Googling stuff. So
we're going to start doing like a 12-second clock.
Yeah, he's on probation.
Because by the time you mute the phone and ask Siri to help you, I mean, come on. I mean, we start our first rodeo. We know what's going on.
616 says that guy was the Barry Bonds of radio trivia. Obviously a cheater.
Possibly. Congratulations.
Somebody called in afterwards and said, you know, the Dead Sea is the saltiest place on earth, except for when Pete's playing Wikipedia.
No, I lied. I said the wrong thing. I lost fair and square.
Well,
I don't know about that.
We didn't have time to recap the unused ones. I may string those on you later before the show. You want to do them now? We're going to call Ricardo? What are we doing here? We could call. I'll tell you what. I'll run down these. You have some
breaking
news.
Real quick. Number two overall pick, Nick Bosa. Remember, we talked yesterday in the 49ers. He now has a grade one hamstring strain. He will not practice for a few weeks.
Wow. Rough start.
Mm-hmm.
Missed all of his last year. Missed
high school. Missed his last year's high school.
Did he miss high school time, too?
Yep, big time. Mm-hmm.
And missed a good chunk of that last year at Ohio State. And now.
Yeah, tell me your question. Let's go through your questions.
All right, so in case you're just tuning in, Wikipedia was reality TV. We got through three questions, and Jared bogged us down, man, because we think he was cheating. All right, here we go. Question number four.
He wasn't cheating. 239 says the question's way too easy. Yeah, then why did it take?
Was there a six-minute delay between his answers? All right. This international reality business show was hosted by Mark Boris, Alan Sugar, and Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
What was it called?
That's an easy one.
That is an easy one. But it's just not ringing.
You're fired.
Yeah, that
one. The Apprentice.
Yes! Good job.
Yep.
Good job. All right. Do we have Rick with us?
Yeah, he said you got 5 minutes.
Whoa, Rick Harrell, how are you? What's going on, man?
Hey, Rick.
Let me tell you why you got 5 minutes. I just landed from New York to Milwaukee, and the game starts soon, but I'm meeting Peter Fagan, who is one of the owners of the Bucks.
Oh.
This place is wild, man. This is, you know, it's the smallest NBA market.
Yep.
I'm off because I looked at the clock. It's 4 o'clock, but, you know, wouldn't you know it, it's 5 o'clock back in your place. Well, I didn't know there were different time zones.
Two things. Have you been to Milwaukee?
Central time zone and an Eastern time zone. Is that right?
That's
two,
right.
Two Sorry. Things. Have you been to Milwaukee before?
Yeah. No, this is a great.
It is.
Not a cloud in the sky. This place is, the people are the nicest people in the world.
Yes.
And they got a damn good basketball team, by the way.
Major Goodley's is a great sports bar. You've probably been there.
Yeah, I have.
Great
and I'm going to test it out. I got to go to Chicago tomorrow and then Indy 500. And then Chicago again. And then St. Louis for the Cubs game Friday and the Blues on Saturday. So I'm pretty busy. So what do you want?
I want to know, is Drake sitting next to you tonight?
No, Drake doesn't do road games.
Well, he might with Rick being there. And if he did, would you stop him from caressing Coach Nurse's shoulders?
I would ask him first, why doesn't he have a last name? That's what I'd ask him first.
That's right.
And then it'll be over.
He's too important.
It would be over. The conversation would be over.
So you're going to the Indy 500 on Sunday. I went there every year as a kid growing up in Indianapolis, and I went during the heyday. A.J. Foyt, Mario Andretti, Al Unser, Johnny Rutherford. It's really not what it used to be. And, I mean, Danica Patrick's even long gone. So what are your thoughts on the health of IRL.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting thought because the IRL is, and, you know, listen, it's a lot healthier than it was 5 years ago when it was Hatfield McCoy and maybe one little longer ago because if it wasn't, on one side, it was the other. But it's, and it's healthier than NASCAR. I mean, NASCAR just sold, their track entity to the parent entity for $2 billion yesterday. So they're going to reconfigure how they do business. And it's not out of desperation, but it's out of something's got to happen. Wow. So, look, it's a spectacle. You've been there. You know it. You know, you're from there. Speedway, Indiana, the largest city in the state for those 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's amazing. they say it's about 200,000 people. They forgot the other 300,000 people that the fire code shouldn't allow them to have in there.
Right.
So it's just, it's an amazing situation. Yet, it's going to have to turn around a little bit. They have a new series of sponsors, Gainbridge and Group 1001, people that I know very well, bought into it, and they wouldn't have done it if they didn't think that there was some upside. So we'll see.
Hmm. Interesting story that came out about an hour ago about the state of California. The Senate voted 31-4. To allow players, see if it passes in the assembly, to allow student athletes to get paid for their likenesses and images and that kind of stuff, which is, I have absolutely no problem with that at all. But do you see, and some of the opposition, this is what cracks me up, some of the opponents are worried that if this goes through, that they would get kicked out of the NCAA, UCLA, Stanford, all the Pac-12 teams, which is absolutely ridiculous. But any teeth that you think that could actually pass in the House in California?
Well, it could pass in the House. That doesn't mean it'll be upheld. And one of the problems is that everybody's just kind of got to wait a little bit till the O'Bannon suit finishes in the courts. There is a committee, as you know, that Val Ackerman and others are involved in now that Mark Emmert has said, so here's our committee to put it together. So there are a lot of people that try to work on the problem. That doesn't mean it's going away, but having one state legislature getting out ahead of it doesn't solve it.
Talking with Rick Harrell. How was your Bethpage Black experience last week? That's when we talked to you last for the PGA Championship.
Cold and windy. It was like two different cities, two different places, two different events.
Yeah.
Before noon on Sunday, it's not a sauna, but it was calm and everybody had a good time and all. And the wind started blowing and a choking started. That's wrong to say choking. It was it's a very hard course, obviously.
Yeah, right.
And, winner won in a dramatic fashion. We didn't think it happened that way, but, boy, he survived. Mm. And the other winner, what might be, she did with him, right? So the stick handling instead of the kiss, and afterward, multiple kisses. So she is a professional performer, and Brooks Koepka is a professional ground realist.
Yeah.
So I'm sure a lot of other stuff going on, but I wish I had taped and had access to some of the conversations that those two had last week. How about that?
No doubt.
Hey, Rick, real quick, Division III powerhouse, University of St. Thomas, the Tommies, are getting kicked out of the Minnesota Intercollegiate Athletic Conference because they win too much. How is this? How can you do that? How is this legally possible? What kind of message is this sending? It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, and I've been kicked out of a lot of places for being the smartest guy in the room. So I'm sorry, and the most humble, right?
Right,
so,
right.
Well, yeah, no, that can't happen. That won't happen. That can't happen. It's an overreaction. You can't. So what's next? The Patriots will be kicked out of the NFL, right?
That's what I said. Get rid of them.
Oh, you said that?
Yeah.
Oh, my
did,
God,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Man, I got to go. Because right. If I'm a second line to you, man, do you have a little gun so I can just shoot myself in the head?
Yeah, go pick up.
No, don't do that.
Go pick up Drake.
We'll talk to you next week, man. Have a good time.
All right, man. I'll see you next week. Bye.
All right, see ya. That's Rick Harrell in Milwaukee, going to the game tonight, going to the Indy 500 on Sunday.
And
going to the Stanley Cup Finals on, what day is that?
Monday.
Monday. Wow.
Should be in Boston on Monday.
Very busy.
And Wednesday.
Busy.
All right, so finish the questions.
All right, here, let's finish the questions from Wikipedia from last segment. See if you can get any of these right. Have you gotten any right yet?
Yes,
you got the apprentice. You got the apprentice. All right.
I got a couple other ones right, too.
I think Jared beat you 3-0, but he was cheating.
Yeah,
so I don't
know. But I got the Amazing Race wrong. But the other one, I did know. I knew
you
Survivor.
You called it the Big Race or something.
Yeah.
It was close.
It's a big race.
All right. This U.S. and U.K. reality show is hosted by Chef Gordon Ramsay, with the winner usually receiving their own restaurant or head chef position. What is it?
Oh, it's your own that is.
This is your wheelhouse.
No, it's not Kitchen Nightmares. It's
close.
Hell's Kitchen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. Nicely done. This U.S. dancing show is based off the British show Strictly Come Dancing. What's it called?
America's Got Talent. Oh no, it's the other one. It's the other one, right? It's I hate that show. When they're all dancing, they all train.
Yes, when they're all dancing.
Hang on.
Called.
Hang on.
They're all dancing. Dancing with the Stars feature. I think you're like Jared, you're Googling the answers right now.
I'm not Googling the answers.
This lovely reality show was created in 2002. And Chris wrote this, by the way. This lovely reality show was created in 2002 and features rose ceremonies.
Oh, The Bachelorette.
Yes. He would have accepted The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And the final one, in the singing competition, the winner will receive a record contract after 5 months of eliminations. What is the name of this show that was created in 2002?
It's one or the other. The American Idol or The Voice. I'll say American Idol.
Yes, fact. Yeah. Good job. Nice rebound. Speaking of reality TV, last night there was a live performance of All in the Family and the Jeffersons, redone 30 years later. Jimmy Kimmel produced this. You got Jimmy Fox playing Mr. Jefferson. You got Wanda Sykes playing his wife. Woody Harrelson playing Carol O'Connor's part in Archie Bunker. And Marissa Tomei was playing Edith. And I meant to watch it because I was curious. I watched those shows when I was younger. And I thought this was a bad idea trying to redo it. Like, for example, Woody Harrelson, like I said this earlier, he wasn't necessarily playing Archie Bunker. He was trying to do Carol O'Connor doing Archie Bunker. It was a disaster.
This is terrible.
From what I saw. I didn't watch the whole show. I forgot the show's wrong.
I'll give it a look tonight.
But I watched two long-form clips on, like, YouTube or something, just on the web, like 5 minutes worth each time of each show. And it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Fox, he blew his lines. And had to tell the girl, hey, it's live TV. But anyway, those of you who are old enough to know, All the Family always started with Archie and Edith singing at the piano. And it was bad in a funny way back then.
Yeah.
And they tried to make it bad and funny here, but it was just bad. With Marissa Tomei and
Bad
Woody
accents,
Harrelson.
bad faking, trying to be too much the characters that they shouldn't be.
So, Rick, if you don't mind, could you dial that up for us again, and let's take a listen, and it's cringeworthy. It's really bad.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us.
This is a fake applause in the background.
Those were the days. And you knew who you were then.
Nope.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Hoyman over again.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
Oh, man.
G.R.O. LaSalle.
Here comes the bile. It's 3/4 up my throat.
Those were the
That was really bad.
That was awful.
I mean, it was supposed to be bad, funny, but that was just bad. I'm sorry. Awful. And those are very respectable actors.
I like them both very much. That is terrible.
I'm curious if anybody in our audience watched that last night live. I would love your reaction.
My wife said it was just miscast.
It was miscast.
It wasn't good. She said you watched 5 minutes of it, had to change it.
239 said Marissa Tomei was awesome.
No, she wasn't.
Well, look, I mean, maybe she was in the show, but that clip there.
I don't know. It's just certain things you don't touch. Why do we feel it necessary?
Unnecessary.
Jimmy Kimmel, you parade Norman Lear around because he's 94 years old. Probably didn't even realize what the hell was going on.
Wow.
Anyway, unbelievable.
Yeah, that was rough. And again, I saw two long clips that I just had to quit watching. It was bad.
Yeah.
in my opinion. But anyway, 239-337-ESPN.
Mr. Know-It-All chimed in about the St. Thomas. Stop saying that St. Thomas thing is crazy. If everything is St. Thomas' fault, if it's their fault for playing lesser competition continually, they sure moved up a division a long time ago. It's Division III. You play who you play. It's not a lot of – it's not a lot of, and they lost two games. They yeah. lost two games in the conference.
Yeah, fact.
In the conference, Mr. Know-It-All.
No, they beat everybody else 70-0, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, as long as we're having fun with audio, Rick, could we dial up the Andrew Luck met Tom Hanks? This literally happened. I don't know if it was yesterday.
Yeah.
That was yesterday.
You like living here?
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, fantastic. I love watching you play.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I really, really enjoy it.
So where do you I appreciate it.
How often have you suffered because of your last name? I'm guessing for the moment you said, what, Pop Warner football?
It goes both ways. Yeah. It does. Here's a pen.
Oh, here's one.
But
oh, my Lord.
It's good. Right. Basically, in sports, you get made fun of for everything. Well, it doesn't matter what. You build skin
that.
Like an armadillo as an old coach.
What does that mean?
You study like the social media after the game?
No. I stay off of social media.
That is...
I'm just a little too old for social media,
I feel.
The
secret of getting money in this world is to ignore anything they say about you.
It's gospel. Now we'll do a handshake. Are you into the hand? No.
What is that?
A handshake picture like coach's camp?
Awkward.
So the caption will be, Andrew and Tom simulate shaking hands and meeting for the first time.
Those laughs by Andrew Luck are hilarious. I love Andrew Luck. That's great.
He is. Probably two of the nicest guys on the planet.
Yeah.
Their respective fields. Yep.
So what was that? Was that some charity?
It was a football camp I think Andrew was running. I don't know exactly
Isn't
where.
Isn't he busy doing OTAs with the Colts at the moment?
Well, it might have been afterwards. A lot of these guys do side stuff afterwards. It's not like, you know, you're going to break a big sweat doing OTAs.
All right. Well, all right, let's go to the phones at 239-337-ESPN. A Thirsty Nick wants to talk about St. Thomas. And in case you missed it earlier, St. Thomas is a Division III school that is being kicked out of its division because they're too good. Thirsty Nick, what do you say about that?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
So I played Division III college football a long time ago. And I don't know the whole story or anything like that, but I can tell you that Division III ball and Division I football is completely different.
Yep.
It's so cyclical where, you know, a couple of years this team's on top and a couple of years this team's on top. And to get kicked out of a conference for winning it too much, it just seems so pathetic to me.
Well, not only that, Nick, they lost two conference games last year.
So they weren't that good.
They went 6-2. In the conference. I mean, what message are you sending? You're sculpting and molding young. What message is that sending?
They did win a lot of games 70-7.
Who cares? It happens.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I've been on the losing side of 70-7, brother, and one thing I can tell you is all it teaches you is you better get better if you don't want to lose 70-7.
Well, Thirsty Nick, who'd you play for?
Well, I don't want to mention it on air because
what position did you play?
I was a QB.
Nice. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call there, Nick. Always appreciate you participating in the show.
Mr. Know-It-All goes wild, Pete. Wiki Pete still got your panties in the box. I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Mr. Know-It-All. You're making no sense. I don't know what you know. It's not a lot about this subject, I can tell you that. It's freaking Division III.
Yeah.
Team went 6-2 in the conference. They have not won the championship every year. And like Rick said earlier, it's no different than St. John's earlier. St. John's not in New York, but St. John's here used to be a dominant power. Mm-hmm. And Thirsty Nick just also validated that there's many. It's cyclical.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he's talking about.
856 says the shows last night were a train wreck. Marla Gibbs, aka
Florence, yes, great. Classic.
Other than that,
Kicks rocks. Yeah.
Let's go to Tim in Naples. You're out with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hi, Tim.
Tim.
Hi guys. How are you today?
Good. What's happening?
My son goes to the University of St. Thomas right now.
Really?
He's in Collier High School in Naples, and he's a junior right now.
Is he on a football team?
No, he plays lacrosse, and they just won the national championship, as a matter of fact.
Well, they're getting kicked out. They're getting kicked out,
too
Tim.
Good.
Too good.
No, but see, they play lacrosse in a different league because it's kind of a club lacrosse.
Right.
But I went to one of the schools in their conference way back when, And the St. Thomas and St. John's are arch rivals up there.
Yep.
And last year, their football game, I think, set the NCAA Division III record for largest attendance at a D3 football game. So
and St. John's won.
Still there.
And St. John's won by 20 in that game.
Yeah. So St. Thomas has a large enrollment now. They've gotten bigger while the other schools stay the same. Other schools in that conference are about 2,500 students, and the Tommies are over 8,000. But at some point in time, it's a cyclical thing.
Yeah.
Years ago, when John Gilardi was dominating D3 with St. John,
mm-hmm.
they didn't want to kick St. John's out of the conference. They kept playing, and the Tommies got better. So,
in fact, Tim, hang on. Correct me if I and I remember that. Remember, I think Sports Illustrated. I think they were on the front cover, and they did a whole piece on that whole situation there, and they were praised for it.
Correct. And again, John Gilardi's a legend up there in D3 football. They didn't kick St. John's out because St. John's was so dominant during a certain period of time.
Yeah.
The whole thing's nonsense.
Yeah.
Now, Tim, when you said attendance, what kind of attendance do those two schools typically draw? How
So the St. Thomas is around 8,000 to 9,000 students. And all the other schools in the conference are much smaller. Say
yep,
20,
no, but,
3,000.
I'm sorry. Attendance for a football game, if it broke a record with those two, what do they draw?
I want to say it was like something like 31,000.
Oh, really?
Something like that. Oh, yeah, wow. It was crazy big.
Wow. Okay. All right. Hey, thanks for sharing that, Tim. I appreciate you calling.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, Tim in Naples. All right,
239-337. Breaking news, Bucks. No, we know that. It's not breaking news. It broke about 2 hours
ago. Well, other people may be getting in the cars
right now.
Dominican Sue did officially sign with the Buccaneers for $9.25.
Yeah.
So we did have that. So anyway, all right.
If you read the news score, you know St. Thomas is doubling enrollment of the other schools in the conference. I'm just telling you, they lost to St. John's 40-20 this year. And I don't know if it's 9,000. What I'm reading here is that the enrollment is a little over 6,000. But still, it's irrelevant. It's Division III.
Mm-hmm.
These actually are student athletes.
Yeah, these are not scholarship.
these are student athletes.
These are not scholarship players. They're there
what
playing
does it
football
matter?
And going to school to get a degree, and this school is being kicked out of their division because they're too good.
And 239 says, Pete, you know what really makes no sense, talking Division III football ever. There are coaches at Division III schools right now. This is one of the lead stories. I'm telling you, Outside the Lines are going to do a piece on this. Bob Lee's going to do a piece on this. It's about the morality of the situation, the ethics, that it doesn't matter what division you're in, that you kick out a school – trying to anyway, because they won a couple of football championships. I mean, does it really matter in the whole grand scheme of things? Yeah. What does it really matter?
Mm. All right, coming up, we'll get into tonight's NBA game. But there is one, by the way, in Milwaukee against Toronto. The good news is we won't have to see Drake's stupid face on the sidelines because he doesn't go to road
Rick's
game.
Rick's picking him up.
You know, do you think he's got the stones to show up at a road game? That would be something. I've seen Jack go to a road Laker game in Boston before. That takes some guts.
No, but it was fun. He sat up high above courtside.
Well, I know, but I'm saying but Drake won't do it.
Remember back in the day when Spike Lee used to go to Indiana for the Knicks game?
Yes, he did. That takes some guts. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I don't think Drake has the guts to show up on the road to go to a game in Milwaukee. I'll talk about that a little bit later. Sheeman to Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Sheeman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 99.3ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
It's like a rock and roll fantasy, right?
What, this show?
The song.
As long as we don't play that stupid lobster song from the second hour today.
Yeah,
I don't want to start that again.
Oh, God, absolutely ridiculous.
Mr. Know-It-All's been hammering us for
getting hammered. Mr. Know-It-All, if I read all the tweets that are hammering you, we'd be here all day. I just read one from James and Lehigh.
Well, he was just critical because we were doing a story about a Division III team that was being kicked out of its division because it's too good.
It's front page on ESPN.com, and it's also just was on Part of the Interruption. They did a whole segment on it.
Fact!
It's,
once again, we have our finger on the pulse of the nation.
Please. Natalie in Naples says, we got to give Nat, I'm going to call her Nat, like Black Widow. Should we now make Alabama play in the NFL because they're too dominant? Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. What message are you sending
exactly.
to these kids?
And they're not even scholarship kids. That's the thing. Nat in Naples.
Yeah, Nat in Naples is now Black Widow.
Oh, she's Black Widow?
Well, Nat in Black. No, I think it's you know, from the Avengers. It's the first Nat. Only Natalie I know is the Nat in Scarlett Johansson. She may not want to. Maybe she doesn't want to be
Black
Widow.
Who had no superpowers.
No, she was awesome. She sacrificed herself. Once again, she sacrificed herself. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, everybody's dead.
I guess.
What do you mean you guess?
I guess.
Locally, a couple of things. One, FGCU got eliminated today from the A-Sun baseball tournament. They won the regular season tournament, but lost yesterday to Stetson 7-5, and they lose. They started at 11 o'clock this morning and finished about midway through the show. They lost to Northern Florida 10-5. So they are done and not looking to get an at-large bid. They finished the season 34-21. Fine season for Coach Tollett, but it's got to be they're the favorite in the tournament. Got to be disappointed, but congratulations to them anyway for a fine season. And Naples defensive back Devin Moore off to Ann Arbor to both play for the Michigan Wolverines. Congratulations!
Hail to the victors! Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
Except when we play Ohio State and Jim Harbaugh cannot beat us, and he will.
He's
be fired.
He's going to single-handedly help them beat Ohio State.
0-5.
That streak is over.
0-5.
Fact.
Will be after this year.
2-9, kind of following the theme. So Alabama and Clemson, they're going to get kicked out of their divisions or their conferences because they're too good, too. Tonight.
Fort Myers. All right, Mr. No, I'll give you this one. Fort Myers High School playing in the state semifinal for softball today. Okay, congratulations. Good luck to them.
Nice rebound text. Thank you. We have the Raptors and the Bucks tonight, game 5 in Milwaukee. We just spoke to Rick Horro, who was there last segment. I'm going to be interested to see if Kawhi Leonard is getting any better and if he with the quad or the injury.
And how can he still keep defending and be a pain in the butt to Giannis, the Greek freak, who has been all over him. And, again, when he is guarding him, Giannis is just 4-15. When guarded by Leonard in the half court over the last two games, when everyone else does, Giannis is 7-14 and 3-4 in transition. So I don't know. I mean, it's got to take its toll. I just get this feeling they'll be kind of close for a half, and then Milwaukee pulls away, wins by double digits.
Well, meanwhile, Mike Budenholzer is ripping Drake for going on the court and massaging Nick Nurse's shoulders on the sideline and having access. Look. I get it. Drake's the hometown guy there when they're in Toronto. And you won't see him tonight because it's Milwaukee. I get it. Spike Lee, he does his thing with the Knicks games. Jack Nicholson with the Lakers. I get it. But those guys aren't on the court. Drake's on the court acting all the fool, flapping his arms, drawing attention to himself, yelling at Giannis Antetokounmpo. And just always, it's annoying. Sit your butt down. Why are you not being bounced out of the arena? You touch somebody, even if it's your own coach, gone. Gone.
I agree. And I'm wondering what Adam Silver's going to do about it.
Got to do something.
If the celebrity or if the player comes up to you and shakes your hand or something, that's fine. But you don't do that. You're not allowed to do that. It doesn't matter, Drake. I mean, again, you're not that important. You're no more important than the guy up in the 100th row behind you.
What if you're in the front row?
And what are you trying to prove?
What if you're 8 seats down in the front row and you have ill intention?
You
want to hurt somebody?
You know what Drake thinks he's affecting Giannis's game. Not Kawhi Leonard,
right.
But he thinks he's doing it.
He is. He does. He does like that. He's a moron.
And by the way, the Bucks are 39-9 at home this season.
Make that 40-9.
I'll tell you one stat that got busted, though. They were 22-1 after a loss, and they lost back-to-back games. But they're 39-9 at home this season in the playoffs, 6-1 in the postseason. So I think tonight they get back on track, and they win this one by double digits. It's a typical game 5. Team at home wins comfortably down the stretch.
The team wins at home all the way through here. This one's going chalk, and that means the Bucks. That's the second time I've done that. The Bucks will be playing Golden State. By the way, Kevin Durant is going to be out for the first few games of the finals as well. He ain't playing.
No.
What incentive does he have to show up in, like, game 3 of the finals when they've already got it in hand and possibly risk injury and not get a contract elsewhere? Seriously.
And either one of these teams is going to get either swept or losing 5 to Golden State. It doesn't really matter.
I'd like to tell you you're wrong.
I just don't see it happen.
But you called it in the Portland series, and I talked you out of it.
You did. I'll say whoever play, it doesn't really matter. I hope we get some entertaining basketball at least the next couple of days, but I don't see anybody beating Golden State. They may lose a game.
We got PTI on here, and those two guys are going at it. Trouble brewing in Houston, and there's a picture of Harden and CP3. What's going on? I'm going to have to do a little research for tomorrow's show. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're trying to figure out how to fix that that problem.
Well, what did they say? Somebody said said Harden doesn't that's right. It was Max Kellerman, knucklehead, said Harden didn't belong in the NBA All-First Team, but that's not what they were talking about.
Oh. Bron not on All-NBA First Team for the first time in 11 years. He's the third team, but he didn't play a third of the season, so take that.
Well, this year's more breaking news here, and it's not good.
Do we need the sound?
No, I don't need the sounder for this one. But
I like it.
You know, last year, we around this time, it was the L.A. Chargers.
Oh,
and
the injury bug?
The San Francisco 49ers. This is Nick Bosa is already out with a grade one hammy.
Yeah.
He can't practice for a few weeks, which sounds like 2 or 3 months to me.
Yeah.
Safety Jimmy Ward. Ooh. Broke his collarbone at OTAs today. Ooh. X-rays coming soon for more clarity. That could be that's months, maybe the year.
Yeah.
OTAs. Are these things necessary? Not that this couldn't happen in the regular season or in regular training camp. Is this really necessary? Do we need this?
Here's what's necessary. I mean, you gotta install your offenses and your plans and learn your plays.
Have the rookies come, just go 7-on-9 and just do what you got. I mean, but again, you know, if it's offensive, there's got to be a way. This is getting ridiculous.
I didn't think there was that much hitting going on in OTAs. So
it doesn't have to be hitting. I don't get to see what happened. He could have just dove for a ball and fell down. You know, and I don't know. I haven't seen the.
You got to practice sometime, right?
Well, I know, but I'm saying is that in May. I mean, you get injured and out for the year in May. How many times is this going to happen?
I don't know, man. If you missed it earlier, I did tweet it out. Today, May 23rd, 2019, is 10,000 days since my beloved Detroit Lions have won a playoff game. Well, I should say.
Seems like yesterday.
10,000 days since they won their only playoff game in the Super Bowl era. It was January of 92. They beat the Cowboys, and then they lost to Washington.
Who was
the
quarterback in that team? Was that?
Eric Kramer.
Who's quarterback of the Cowboys? In 92. That was well after...
It was after Staubach.
Staubach and after Danny White.
Oh, that might have been... Was that Aikman seconds? No, Aikman lost a lot of games.
Oh, no, I think you're right.
It might have been Aikman.
I think you're right. Yeah, no, you're absolutely... Because they won the Super Bowl 93, 94,
yeah.
Didn't they not?
Yeah. There you go.
Let's see what happened in that game. I think
even PTI is doing a story about St. Thomas being kicked out of the conference for being too good. We nailed it. We led with it.
It was the fourth year that Jimmy Johnson coached the team. All right. They were 13-3.
Oh, he was on the hot seat then.
Oh, no, that's what he is. See, 92, they won the Super Bowl. Are you sure?
Yeah. No, 92 season, 93 Super Bowl. Yeah, the Lions won in January 92.
Oh, yeah, so it's 91 season.
Yes.
Okay. That's a mistake here. Okay, that's my – you're right. You're absolutely right.
It's still been 10,000 days, no matter how you slice it. It ain't good. It's a long time.
Third season of Jimmy Johnson. They went 11-5, second in the NFC East. They won the wild card playoff. They beat the Bears at Chicago 17-13. Wow, you guys pummeled them.
Yeah.
In Detroit, 38-6?
Nobody's business, man. We crushed
them. What the hell happened in that game?
We were Barry Sanders. Fact. That's what happened. Couldn't stop them.
Oh, my goodness.
Herman Moore
from Virginia.
We had a team.
He was great.
Eric Kramer throwing the pill around. Yeah. That's right.
Unbelievable.
And then we got almost shut out by Washington the next week. So disheartening.
Holy God. Listen to this from Dallas that year. Season began with a strong victory over Cleveland, a close Monday night loss to Washington. However, in game three, Cowboys lose at home to Philly 24-0. Troy Aikman was sacked 11 times.
Ouch!
11 times by the Eagles. Holy cow.
Well, you know, 11 times. Nice job, offensive line. How about blocking somebody? Maybe Aikman was hanging on ball too much.
And then he got hurt. He missed the rest of the regular. That's what happened. So let's see. Troy Aikman was injured in the Redskins game. He was placed only a second. Oh, Steve Berline. That's why he won. Steve Berline was quarterback in the Cowboys in the playoff game.
Don't take away from my victory. That nonsense.
Berline offers was limited in passing yards, but the passing offense avoided serious mistakes. Let's see. Actually, the biggest win of the Cowboys late season was 25-13 in Philly. Mm. Snapped a seven-game losing streak to the Eagles.
Wow.
Wow.
Memory lane. And if you missed it earlier, finally, after 3 days, the Buccaneers and Ndamukong Suh actually officially consummated their deal. 1 year, $9.25. Can make up to $10 million if he hits a few incentives. There you go.
Oh, here's the thing. Heading into the Detroit game, the quarterback controversy continues. The Cowboys prepare for the divisional playoff game, pressure mounting to return Aikman to the lineup. But Berline was announced as a starter. Berline started, but Aikman would replace Berline late in the first half with the Cowboys trailing 17-6. And the other main issue in the Detroit game was stopping the Lions at Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
Crazy. Look at these numbers.
How about that? What did he rush for that day?
I don't know.
About 200 yards. It was awesome.
Eric Kramer just blitzed them through the air.
They tried to blitz him, and he blitzed them back. Fact.
4 o'clock, 79,835. Wow.
Silverdome.
Those were the days, huh?
Silverdome, baby.
Pat Summerall, John Madden.
That's when we ruled football. That's the peak of my existence as a Lions fan, that day. 10,000 days ago today.
Troy Aikman's on that. Emmitt Smith was on that team.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Look at this receiving corps. Alvin Harper, Michael Irvin, Kelvin Martin.
Shut them down.
He did. Jay Novacek.
The Silver Rush defense.
Jay Novacek was on that. I love him. Yeah. I'm a tight end guy.
Well, he was weak that day. Shut him down. That was my glory day. Not the glory days. That was my glory day. The one win in the postseason 10,000 days ago today.
Mm.
Speaking of reminiscing on dates, it's about time to take a break. We'll come right back with what you got and close it out here on a Thursday. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got brought to you by Twin Peaks. It gets you ready for all things hoops on the road to the NBA Finals tonight. Milwaukee and Toronto at Milwaukee. So get to your favorite location for all the NBA playoffs action coming to you from every angle. All those widescreen TVs, Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, and scenic views. All right, you know, today was a big day in history for a lot of home runs on this May 23rd.
Really?
1948, Joe DiMaggio hit three consecutive home runs. On this date in 1962, Joe Pepitone, once mentioned in a Seinfeld episode, second Yankee to hit two home runs in one inning. Joe DiMaggio was the other. I'm going to throw this in here as long as I'm praising my Detroit teams, the Lions, and their 10,000-day gap from their last playoff win. The Detroit Tigers won an AL record-tying 16th straight road game in 1984 when they were off to their 35-5 start on their way to the World Series title.
Two losses to the Red Sox.
Oh, jeez. And on this date in 2002, and I remember this because I lived in Los Angeles, Dodgers slugger Sean Green went 6-for-6 with four home runs, setting a single game MLB record with 19 total bases in the process. And let me tell you, he lived off of that one game.
He did.
The LA fans were so tired of him stinking out loud. Mm-hmm. But he had that big game on this day in history, 2002. All right, Pete Shepard, what you got?
Oh, first again, thanks to Jeff Nixon. Played golf with me today at my place at Bonita National, but Jeff does a great job. Obviously, he and his staff at Stony Brook. So he missed a hole in one today on 13, and I'm serious by an inch. And it wasn't even maybe two more dimples of a roll.
Has he ever had a hole in one before?
He said he has. He's had one. He's had, I think he said, two or three double eagles.
Wow.
But still, it was great today. We had a nice time today.
Nice.
Double eagle is more impressive than a hole in one, really, if you think about it.
It is. It's
hole in one's a lot of luck involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a great shot. He hit an incredible shot and a very difficult pin placement, too. Dallas Mavericks have reportedly wrapped up their investigation into poor little Porzingis, to Kristaps Porzingis' fight in Latvia, Latvian Orthodox, and concluded he was just, quote, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. TMZ Sports posted a video back then. A source is telling them that told us the attackers were a bunch of Russians who were pissed off that Porzingis had been traded from the Knicks to Dallas. There are reports that Porzingis may have suffered a broken hand in the melee. But the Dallas Morning News says they spoke with a team source who says that's not true and his hands are fine. But
he was bloodied in the face, yeah. No doubt about it. There was a story that came out today that he apparently told the Knicks, trade me or I'm going back to Europe. 9 days. Here's your deadline. Work out a deal.
Poor little Porzingis.
Yeah, no doubt.
Poor little Pinkus.
Poor little Pinkus. See, I like that Rick understands our little Seinfeld-isms because Chris looks at us like we have three heads.
I'm a junkie.
Yeah. The best.
Yeah, I am a junkie on that, too. All right, Rick, anything to add?
Yeah, well, if you can cry about the Detroit Lions, I get to cry about the Minnesota Timberwolves because the All-NBA team was announced today, and one Karl Anthony Towns, who only averaged 28 points and 13 rebounds a game, not only didn't make the top three. Okay, I get it. The three centers were Jokic, Embiid, and Gobert. That's all fine and well, but here's the thing. Gobert, who was a third-team All-NBA center, got 89 points. Karl Anthony Towns got 20 points in the voting system.
Ridiculous.
And you mentioned earlier about how this can cost these players a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's going to cost this kid about $31 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Because the thing is, if you're on the All-NBA team, that they extend what the team is allowed to offer you under the salary cap, a max deal.
Yep.
His max deal just fell from $191 million to $158 million because he didn't make the All-NBA.
It's going to be hard to get by on that, but yeah.
Because a bunch of dopey media people with prejudices, I don't mean race, but against probably certain teams are voting for their own, don't do the right thing.
I can't make a strong argument to say he's better than Rudy Gobert, but really 89 points to 29 points in the voting, just complete
That's
disrespect.
Crazy. I totally agree.
That's a good point.
Totally agree.
That's a good one. All right. Tonight we will have the Bucks and the Raptors. You're going to have to help me with the times. It's earlier because it's Eastern Conference, right?
Yes, sir. 7:30 pregame, 8:40 tip.
There you have it. So we'll have Spain and Fitz. This will be the next to last Spain and Fitz ever. They're breaking up the band as Fitz is going earlier, and Spain is going to be with other guest hosts.
Pete have to go to the bathroom?
No,
or
something?
No, he's in agony.
He's been dying today. It's almost like 1 year to the day. He played golf with a bad back. Lo and behold, it got worse. He didn't want to stand Jeff Nixon up. He was being a gentleman, and now he can't.
I played well. Now he can't stand up. The last 15 holes, I played well. For me, I've been played pretty well.
It was probably worth it.
Probably not.
I thought it was fun. This is. Help.
We'll see if he's here tomorrow. Then we'll know if it's worth it or not.
I'll be here. I'll attempt to be here. See if I make it home.
And then we got a 3-day weekend after that.
Oh, yeah, great.
Memorial Day. All right. Might as well just shut his mic off. I'll bring it home. He's hurting. All right. So tonight, catch all
And we'll do a little Bruins Blues preview tomorrow as well.
Yeah, Stanley Cup starts on Monday.
Indy 500. Get your thoughts. It's a big market for that.
Is it?
I don't know.
I went to a bunch of them as a kid. Used to love it.
Some stories.
Yeah.
I've never been, but I heard it's a great experience. I'm not a big NASCAR or Indy 500 guy, but
all right, we'll talk about that a little bit.
They are athletes.
Don't do that to me with 5 seconds to go. For Rick Church, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Schreeman. I'm great as always, and my back feels fine. God bless America, everybody.